finally keep the trains running. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. President Biden now urging Congress to prevent a nationwide rail strike a week from Friday.
The president has been very clear, shutdown will be unacceptable.
But just days before a cooling off period for rail worker unions ends, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre is not indicating a tentative labor deal with rail companies is imminent.
We think, and what should be happening in good faith, is that they should come up with a solution.
A tentative agreement was reached earlier this year, but so far only 8 of 12 unions have ratified that deal.
Fox's Jared Halpern at the White House. House Speaker Pelosi says Congress will take up a bill this week that would impose the tentative agreement on all 12 of the rail unions. Some residents of Hawaii's Big Island have been told to be ready to get out if lava from the Mauna Loa volcano threatens their homes. It's a slow-moving threat.
This kind of lava flow is very similar to what happened in 1984 and potentially could threaten populated areas around Hilo. But we're looking at somewhere around a week before we expect lava to get anywhere near in that direction.
Ken Hahn of the Hawaii Volcano Observatory, who says poor air quality from volcanic ash that's being belched into the air is a more immediate threat. The world's largest active volcano, Mauna Loa, began erupting Sunday for the first time since 1984. Virginia Democratic Congressman Don McEachin has died. His office says from the secondary effects of his years-long battle with colorectal cancer. Congressman McEachin was 61. Missouri's Supreme Court has rejected convicted killer Kevin Johnson's request for a stay of execution. He faces a lethal injection Tuesday evening for killing a police officer in 2005. His attorney will ask the U.S. Supreme Court to stop the execution, claiming Johnson was condemned to die because of his race. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
In Chesapeake, Virginia. Gathered for a candlelight vigil for the 6 employees slain at a Walmart store nearly a week ago, Virginia's Governor Glenn Youngkin promising to find solutions.
We will work together to chart a path forward for better mental and behavioral health so that we can serve all Virginians and so that we can love one another.
The gunman, who was the night shift supervisor, left a note behind on his cell phone claiming he'd been mocked by his fellow employees. The 19-year-old gunman charged with killing 10 black shoppers at a Buffalo supermarket back in May has pled guilty to murder and hate-motivated terrorism charges. That guarantees he'll spend the rest of his life in prison. Peyton Gendron also faces federal hate crimes charges, which could potentially carry the death penalty. A high-ranking official in the U.S. Department of Energy is facing potential prison time over theft charges.
Sam Britton is now on leave from the Department of Energy. Unknown if the leave is connected to Britton being accused of stealing a woman's clothing and luggage from Minneapolis-St. Paul Airport. Anthony Gakowski of Alpha News reports that Britton initially lied to police about the luggage, then agreed to return it, but apparently has not yet done so. Britton is the first openly gender-fluid person to hold a leadership post at the DOE, which the official title is Deputy Assistant Secretary of Spent Waste Disposition. That means disposing of spent nuclear fuel.
It's Fox's Trace Gallagher. The former warden of an abuse-plagued federal women's prison in Dublin, California, went on trial Monday accused of molesting inmates and forcing them to pose naked in their cells. Ray Garcia retired after the FBI found nude photos of inmates on his government-issued phone. Pittsburgh Steelers fended off a last-minute comeback to beat the Colts 24-17 in Monday Night Football. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.